Dreamscape presents Emily's Quest by L.M. Montgomery, narrated by Laurel Merlington. To Stella Campbell Keller of the Tribe of Joseph. Chapter 1. 1. No more cambric tea, had Emily Birdstar written in her diary when she had come to New Moon from Shrewsbury, with her high school days behind her and immortality before her, which was a symbol. When Aunt Elizabeth Murray permitted Emily to drink real tea, as a matter of course and not as an occasional concession, she thereby tacitly consented to let Emily grow up. Emily had been considered grown up by other people for some time, especially by Cousin Andrew Murray and friend Perry Miller, each of whom had asked her to marry him and been disdainfully refused for his pains. When Aunt Elizabeth found this out, she knew it was no use to go on making Emily drink cambric tea. Though, even then, Emily had no real hope that she would ever be permitted to wear silk stockings. A silk petticoat might be tolerated, being a hidden thing, in spite of its seductive rustle, but silk stockings were immoral. So Emily, of whom it was whispered somewhat mysteriously by people who knew her to people who didn't know her, she writes, was accepted as one of the ladies of New Moon, where nothing had ever changed since her coming there 7 years before, and where the carved ornament on the sideboard still cast the same queer shadow of an Ethiopian silhouette on exactly the same place on the wall where she had noticed it delightedly on her first evening there. An old house that had lived its life.